So what are the best ways to reduce student loan debt after college? We get answers from Robert Williams, a bankruptcy lawyer and personal finance expert. He joins us from member station WDUQ in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Good to have you back.
Good to be here. Thank you.
We know that there's all these financial aid options. There's scholarships, grants, federal loans, private loans. What about options in paying off loans?
One of the biggest things that students really need to take in consideration is once they get out of school, they really want to take a look at the consolidation of their student loans to be able to get those rates fixed and get them brought down. There are even some options for students to consolidate the loans while they're in school. The changes have started to come about. I think those new changes are going to go into effect in July. So that some of the great rates that we used to have out there for students who consolidated, they're not going to be around a whole lot longer. The hope would be that once the new Congress comes into session, that they will be able to make some of the changes that they have at least suggested that they would like to, so that we can continue to see some good refinance rates for students to want to consolidate those loans.
In terms of the kinds of rates and repayment options you have, are there any differences between federal and private loans?
Absolutely. The federal loans are typically a much better rate. And federal loans are also not looked at from the standpoint of your credit worthiness. Private loans are. And what students will find is that those loans are going to be a lot more stringent on the rates. When you get back into the repayment, sometimes they can be a little tougher to deal with as well. Now, the other thing that you also want to take into consideration as a student is you don't want to consolidate your private loans along with your federal loans, Stafford loans, if you will. When you do that, the higher rate's going to apply. And if you consolidate the two of them, you may have lost a lot of benefit from those federal rates that you did have.
So in a way, it makes more sense to kind of pay off the private loans first? Is that what I'm hearing from you?
I would do separate consolidations.
Okay.
You can consolidate your private loans without having to tie in your federal loans. When you start tying in the federal loans with a private lender, and they'll be more than happy to do it, but they're going to do so at a higher rate.
Some people who I've met who will remain nameless have just said, well, I'm just not going to pay. What happens to your credit rating then?
It's gone. That's not a good option for dealing with student loans at all. The student loan agencies, they're more than willing to work with former students, be they students who have dropped out of school or those students who have graduated from school. The key thing is to communicate with your lender to let them know what your current financial situation is. There are all sorts of tools and mechanisms that are available to students in order to be able to either postpone the immediate payment or to establish a payment plan so that they can actually handle it. But if you're not communicating with the lender, you're absolutely not going to see these loans go away. They just don't disappear.
What about bankruptcy? For people who may have had a setback, you're saying that basically talk to your lender, but is bankruptcy a good option for people who are in real trouble for one reason or the other, or is it only a total last resort?
When it comes down to student loans, bankruptcy is really not even a last resort tool anymore. In the late 90s, the bankruptcy laws changed a bit as it related to student loans, stating that student loans were no longer going to be considered dischargeable under the bankruptcy code. In essence, they gave you a hardship exception, but it's rare to see a hardship case really come through. In essence, what you need to be able to prove for a hardship case is to show that you can't restructure or make any kind of payments on these student loans at all. The bankruptcy law that went into effect last October, in fact, made that even more difficult for students to deal with, because before these loans were really only talking about federal loans, and there was a discrepancy as between whether the federal loans were the only ones which were accepted from discharge or were all loans that were educationally related except from discharge.
Let's briefly mention deferment. We spoke with Dr. Joanna Robbins, who's 27 years old. She's got $200,000 in debt. And, you know, she's deferring her federal loans. Is that a good long-term strategy, short-term strategy, neither?
It might be the only strategy that works right now. Whenever you defer, I believe you're still accumulating the interest that those loans have. So you can defer and make interest-only payments, or you can defer and not make payments at all. The problem is it's still there, and you're not really dealing with the root of the problem. The root of the problem is that you have this enormous amount of debt. Doctors, lawyers, engineers, and those students who go to postgraduate school tend to have a lot more debt than those students who go just to undergraduate school. But there's still a great deal of debt out there for everybody. I know that when I was in law school, one of my advisors told me something that was very, very poignant at this point in my life. She said, if you live like a lawyer when you're in law school, when you become a lawyer, you're going to live like a law student. Meaning simply this, the loan limits are very high these days for students to be able to take care of their housing, perhaps their transportation, their books, in addition to their tuition. You don't have to borrow all of the money that's there. We look very carefully at the schools that we choose to go to. We should also look very carefully at the money that we borrow to go to school. And we just simply don't do that. We have a way of taking the money because it's available and it's there for us to take without thinking about it down the road.
Well, Robert, thank you very much.
Thank you, Farai.
Robert Williams is a bankruptcy lawyer and personal finance expert. He joined us from member station WDUQ in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.